ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भगवतः सेवया भगवति उत्तमाश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 11. Swayambhu Manu advises Dhruva Maharaj, text number 11. Sarva Bhutatma Bhavena. Correct. Sarva Bhutatma Bhavena. Bhutavasam Harim Bhavan. Aradhya Paduraradhyam. Vishnostat Paramam Padam. Sarva Bhutatma Bhavena. Bhutavasam Harim Bhavan. Aradhyapaduraradhyam. Vishnostat Paramam Padam. Sarva Bhutatma Bhavena. Bhutavasam Harim Bhavan. Aradhyapaduraradhyam. Vishnostat Paramam Padam. Sarva Bhutatma Bhavena. Bhutavasam Harim Bhavan.
Aradhyapaduraradhyam.
Vishnostat Paramam Padam. Word for word equivalents. Sarva Bhuta. In all living entities.
Atma.
Upon the super soul.
Bhavena.
With meditation.
Bhuta.
Of all existence. Avasam. The abode.
Harim.
Lord Hari.
Bhavan.
You.
Aradhya.
By worshipping.
Apa.
Have achieved.
Duraradhyam.
Very difficult to propitiate. Means to, yes, like that. It also, propagate means to make more and more of, but propitiate means not only to make more, but to maintain and make more.
Vishnu.
Of Lord Vishnu.
Tad.
That.
Paramam.
Paramam.
Supreme.
Padam.
Padam.
Situation.
Situation.
Translation. It is very difficult to achieve the spiritual abode of Hari in the Vaikuntha planets, but you are so fortunate that you are already destined to go to that abode by worshipping him as the supreme abode of all living entities. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The material bodies of all living entities cannot exist unless sheltered by the spirit soul and the super soul. The spirit soul is dependent on the super soul, who is present even within the atom. Therefore, since anything, material or spiritual, is completely dependent on the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord is referred to here as Bhūtāvāsa. Dhruva Maharaj is, as a Kshatriya could have argued with his grandfather, Manu, when Manu requested him to stop fighting. But even though Dhruva could have argued that as a Kshatriya it was his duty to fight with the enemy, he was informed that since every living entity is a residence of the Supreme Lord and can be considered a temple of the Lord, the unnecessary killing of any living entity is not permitted. Makyana Timirantasya Gananjana Shadakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutade Svayam Rupakadamahyam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapar Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Pitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakantitam Shcha He Krishna Karuna Sindha Nina Bandhu Jagadpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kapaturu Pyashcha Kripa Sindhu Kevacha Patitanam Pavanepyo Vaishnavepyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Sarva Bhutatma Bhavena Bhutavasam Harim Pavan Aradhyapadra Aradhyam Vishnostat Paramang Param Hare Krishna. Chandrasekhar Prabhu, do you want to say anything about this verse?
Not at this time. Perhaps at the end.
Please give your blessings that I can try to speak something. The form of the Lord as super soul is being referred to by Svayambhuva Manu to Dhruva Maharaj. This would be a very relevant thing for Dhruva to hear because he's already intimately familiar with the super soul, having interacted with him extensively in his yogic samadhi experience so many years ago when he was a small child in the forest of Madhuban. Now recalling those childhood years brings up so many associations and memories. We can recall that Dhruva is a pure devotee simply by this reference to the super soul. We can remember Dhruva's exalted qualities, having met not only the super soul in the heart, but in front of him, in his very before his very eyes. After Dhruva had controlled his senses to such a degree that he could choke the entire universe by stopping his own personal breathing, then the Lord appeared before him and disappeared within his heart. Dhruva then, his meditation was interrupted because he could no longer see the Supreme Lord. The yogis meditate not on formlessness or on just anything, but the perfect yogis meditate on the Supreme Lord in his form as Paramatma in the heart. So when Dhruva was meditating in that way on the Paramatma, that form he could see there within his heart due to love. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. Within his heart he saw the Supreme Lord due to his love of God. And then, when that form disappeared, naturally he was disturbed. The Krishna consciousness movement is based on this principle of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya wanted to experience the love that his devotee, and Krishna wanted to experience the love that his devotee feels for himself, and so he appears as Lord Chaitanya. And the highest manifestation of this love is explained by Lord Chaitanya. Ashlishava Padarathan Pinashtamam Adarshanan Adarshanan Marmahato Karotuva Yata Tata Bhavi Datatu Lampato Mat Prananathastu Save Eva Naparaha. The feeling of Adarshana is of having no audience with the Lord, no visible manifestation of the Lord, is Lord Chaitanya's marma, or his weak point, his vulnerability. It's the most painful experience. This is the mood of a devotee, that he wants to always see the Lord. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Pavatame, therefore he's telling the Lord, please, you appear before my vision. When Dhruva therefore lost the darshan of the Lord, it was deep anxiety for him. And he opened his eyes. And when he saw, but to his pleasant surprise, as soon as he opened his eyes, the Lord was physically in front of him. So the same super soul not only is in our heart, but as we hear again and again through the Shastras, he is present in every atom and in between every atom. Paramanu Chayantarashtam. He is in between. He's in every atom and in between. So the Lord practically demonstrated this to Dhruva Maharaj. That super soul experience that Dhruva had, that interaction, must have been so unforgettable. Who could forget such an experience, having had it only a few years ago when he was a small child? So now Swayambhu Manu is again describing Dhruva's interaction with the Lord. Said, you're already destined to go to that abode by worshipping him as the supreme abode of all living entities. What does this mean? That the Lord is the supreme abode of all living entities. Bhutavasam. Prabhupada refers to this word in his purport. He isolates it by saying that the everything spiritual and material is completely dependent on the Lord, and therefore he is known as Bhutavasa. Vasa means house. Or abode, like we have our Sri Vas Thakur, the abode of Hari, the abode of Goddess Lakshmi is Lord Hari, Lord Narayan, and Lord Narayan is therefore known as Sri Vas, and the same meaning is in the other name, the related name, Sri Nivas. It's the same meaning. Nivas means house also. And therefore, a vasi is one who lives in a place. So like Vrindavana vasi. They live in Vrindavan. It's an abode or a residence. So bhuta vasa means that everyone lives in Krishna. And Krishna himself says this also of himself in the 8th verse of 10th chapter in Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya. Prabhava mata sarvam prabhartate iti matva bhajanti mam buddha bhavasamambita. Prabhartate means he's emanating everything. Therefore, everything exists within him. Now, someone could argue that, well, sunlight is emanated from the sun, but it doesn't live in the sun. That's okay for the sun, but Krishna is not the sun. The sun is in one place. Krishna is everywhere. So when Krishna says that he emanates everything, it also implies that everything exists within him. Constantly. Bhutavasam Harim Bhavan. You will worship him in that way as the super soul, who is the abode of every living entity. The Lord is simultaneously the abode of everything, and everything exists And he exists in everything at the same time. This is only possible for the Lord. We have some limited experience of this, though, even in this world, which we can draw a close analogy of something existing within something, and at the same time that thing existing within it. For example, there's hairs which are growing outside of the body, but they're also within the body. So the Lord is within us, He is also without, we are also within. There's probably better examples also. But the point is the same. Dhruva's submission is also spoke of in the purport. Swayambhuva Manu and Dhruva were both pure devotees, as we were hearing yesterday. But Swayambhuva Manu was the senior pure devotee, so Dhruva respected his instructions. Prabhupada, in this purport, though, he looks at it from another angle, not just as a seniority issue, but from a logical point of view. Even though, he writes, Dhruva could have argued that as a kshatriya it was his duty to fight with the enemy, he was informed that since every living entity is a residence of the Supreme Lord and can be considered a temple of the Lord, the unnecessary killing of every living entity of any living entity is not permitted. So the seniority was not the only thing, but he gave a logical argument that everyone is an abode of the Lord, everyone is a temple of the Lord. This is all the concomitant understandings that come from a realization of the super soul. It's transcendental knowledge. The first level of transcendental knowledge is that I'm not this body. Then I realize that, okay, well, what am I? I'm part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is present here in his form as the realizing that, then there's no more interest in sense gratification. If I'm seeing Krishna everywhere, then I see gold and stones the same. I see, and even more difficult than that is I see enemies, friends, neutral parties all the same. That's the hardest thing. We're used to glorifying those who favor us and blaspheming those who are against us, or even those who are simply indifferent to us. So a self-realized soul, though, he's completely focused on Krishna. He sees Krishna in the hearts of everyone. He sees Krishna in the atoms. Therefore, he becomes completely indifferent to this world, seeing it only as useful to the extent that it's useful in his service to the Lord. We all have a sphere of influence. We have been given facilities. We have a body. We have money. We have a house. We have this and that thing. But we see those as having reality to the extent that they are connected to the substance which almost everything can be used in the service of the Lord. So there's really no need to give things up. We're simply asked to avoid the four pillars of sinful life Vedic paradigm gives complete information of how to regulate our life so that we can go back home, back to Godhead. And in this life also be healthy and happy. One whose spiritual body is completely activated by devotional service naturally has the optimal physical health, emotional, mental health. Everything proceeds from spirit. Matter comes from spirit. So when the spirit is free, then naturally you get the best situation you can physically have also. There will always be some varieties of physical situations in this world, even among pure devotees. But you get the best bargain you can have. And who decides that? Who decides one person's physical health over another? After we've first established that that's the secondary point, that's not actually the most important thing in life, then we can discuss that. Then that, for one who's a completely surrendered soul to Krishna, Krishna personally provides everything required. He carries what you lack and preserves what you have. Krishna personally does that for his surrendered souls. And we are, although we're not fully, perfectly pure devotees, to the extent that we surrender to Krishna, he will reciprocate accordingly. The quickest way to surrender to Krishna is to surrender to his devotee. Dhruva Maharaj is going to listen to this a long sermon given by Swayambhuva Manu. Swayambhuva Manu is going to seriously preach to Dhruva Maharaj for an entire chapter from this point on. Only in the beginning of the next chapter does Dhruva's anger subside and he finally stops killing the yakshas. He sits and patiently listens. This is the sign of a Vaishnava. He listens. He listens to the holy name. He listens to the devotees. And he pays attention to whatever service he's doing. His attention means respect, and respect is the foundation of love. Even in the material world, there can be no love between one person and another. Of course, this is not pure love, but it's a perverted reflection of love, and the principle can be applied in Krishna consciousness, that love requires quality time. Love requires quality time. If a husband is there, at home, watching TV. Wife has stayed home all day, working hard to clean the house. Husband is just watching TV, and occasionally he looks over and says, "I love you." None of that matters. It's a farce. "I love you now. Where's the dinner?" This is a sham, and the wife sees through it. In the same way, Krishna demands our love and attention. Sarva dharman paritya ja aham ekam charanam praja. Ekam. You give me your love and attention. Surrender unto me. And he promises. Punar janma nivedite. You never take birth again when you come back to my abode. So it's very difficult to surrender to Krishna directly. So therefore the devotees of the Lord bring the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of chanting the holy names, which anyone can do no matter what their condition. Patitam pavana, Lord Chaitanya is the savior of the fallen souls. He saves us through chanting the holy name. There's one bird, there's one song, Parama Karuna. Parama Karuna, Vaibhavchand Das Thakur, has an explicit instruction on how to chant the holy name properly. Vishaya Charya Se Rase Majya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. Give up sense gratification and chant Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has, on a few occasions, said that simply giving up four sinful activities and chanting offenseless japa, chanting your rounds every day, and trying to avoid the 10 offenses, that is enough giving up for sense gratification. That's enough for nuts. Can't just chant, though. We have to try to avoid the 10 offenses. Why? Someone might argue the holy name is all-powerful. It's Krishna himself, so why not just chant with offenses? It's true that even chanting the holy name with offense brings one closer to Krishna. But the problem is that chanting with offense means that if I just follow four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds, then I won't be able to continue following four regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds. I'll stop chanting. I'll stop following the principles. We have to avoid the offenses for the sake of sustainable spiritual practice. Therefore, it's very difficult. Sarva-bhūtātma-bhāvena bhūta-vāsam-harin-bhavān. It's very difficult to attain this spiritual abode of Hari in the Vaikuntha planets. What determines then how we progress in spiritual life? If it's not just on the basis of my activities. So many people follow the processes of chanting, and they may follow the regulative principles also. But unless they do some service to the devotees, having proper Vaishnava association, that's the determining factor of advancing in spiritual life. To try to practice Krishna consciousness alone is phantasmagoria. People want internal society for Krishna consciousness. But we have to part of a society, spiritual, sangha, family, joining a spiritual family. It has to be a family situation. I recently heard a devotee saying that we're offering our obeisances, saying panchakalpatarupyascha kripasindhuvyevacha. But we're thinking, I want to punch you in the face for a kalpa. There's no hope in spiritual life without each other's association. We may have difficulty, but we with associating with the devotees, but we should understand that whether we like it or not, we can't survive in the spiritual life without these people. They're our only shelter. Bhakti Thich Maharaj was saying, those who you're living with are likely who you will die with. That's enough. Anyone would like to say something? Now, in the court of law, it said that silence means that you consent. But I don't know if everyone actually agrees with what I said, or if they're just ready to go.
We're just dumb, Molly.
Now, does that mean you found me to be dumb?
Fighting Dhruva?
Dhruva went out to their yakshas, and he went to their city gate.
Oh, he went there.
And blew his conch shell,
oh.
Which in Kshatriya culture is body language that I'm ready to fight.
Oh.
So he actually instigated it.
Oh.
Then when they attacked him, he attacked back, and he slayed them all.
So they kept attacking, he kept killing them.
Yeah, yeah. It was a reciprocal exchange. He first shot 3 arrows at a time, and they shot 6 arrows at a time, covered him like a cloud. Then he just decimated their numbers. And he was about to go into the city and siege the whole thing, and then Swayambhu Bhimanu came.
Oh.
First, some sages appeared and said to Dhruva Maharaj, "You're so glorious. Devotees protect themselves by chanting the holy name." But they didn't directly tell him to stop, because they had no relationship with him. Only when Swayambhu Bhimanu came did he directly tell him, "You stop this." And he's going to continue, giving elaborate explanations, both personal and philosophical, about why Dhruva should stop this killing. Kopita. It's due to too much anger. Tamodvaram, anger is the gateway to hell.
Why is he so angry?
Because the one yaksha killed his brother. One yaksha killed his brother, and therefore he began what yesterday's Prabhu called ethnic cleansing.
Genocide.
Yeah, genocide. Correct.
So, what was that, the brother who sat on his father's lap?
Yes. Uttama was killed in a hunting excursion. He was ambushed and killed by one yaksha. Suruchi went looking for Uttama and she died in a forest fire. This, of course, was already prophesied by the Lord back in the forest. He told Dhruva that your brother and your mother are going to die. One of our acharyas yesterday, the Prabhu was explaining, one of our acharyas said that Dhruva was overcompensating, feeling guilty for his previous anger at Uttama, and now he's trying to avenge Uttama out of a feeling of guilt. That previously I hated my brother and now he's gone. We're very indebted to previous acharyas. Today's the appearance day of many devotees, actually. At least 4 devotees appearance day today. One of them is Raghunath Das Goswami. And the disappearance day also of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is today. Anything else? What are you looking at?
I'm
looks like Forest of Naimisharanya. Okay. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.